Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to this series on the Enneagram, Developing Virtues, Unlocking Personality to Transcend the Self. So I have given you an overview of how the Enneagram works, and today I'm really going to be showing you how to use that. And I have also given you an overview of each of the 9 basic types from a psychological perspective and a virtues perspective, what their gifts are to humanity. And today I'm going to be showing you how to apply all of that understanding to maximize your growth and the development of virtues. Remember those 3 questions I asked you. Like, if you're still wondering what your type is and that sort of thing, what virtue do you feel you're innately strong in? What virtue or action or adjustment do you feel if everyone in the world would just do some simple thing, it'd make the world a better place? And what virtue do you kind of think maybe you need to be working on to improve, to strengthen? And that will hopefully give you a good roadmap. And again, if you ever want to book a session to talk about these things one-on-one with me and help work some things out to liberate your energies and help you develop your virtues, I am happy to work with you. Just go to my website, jacquelineclaireart.com, and go to coaching, and we can go a lot deeper and really come out with practical ways to maximize your growth and improve your interactions and that sort of thing. Okay, so you know your type. Hopefully you have a better idea. And you maybe even know your wing, the wing that you're dominant in, and how that adds a shade to your type. And you know the virtues that you really innately come to the table with. The one, justice, idealism, accountability. The two, love, caring, helpfulness, generosity, nurturing. Three, excellence, discipline, motivation. The four, truthfulness, independence, beauty, creativity. The five, certainty, wisdom, investigation, right? The six, loyalty, fidelity, humility, service. The seven, enthusiasm, zeal, joy, zest for life, spontaneity. The eight, courage, strength, integrity, assertiveness, forbearance, steadfastness. And the nine, peace, sincerity, contentment, unity. So here's where it starts to get super duper groovy. So I mentioned that every type has a known direction of health. Spiritual and psychological health, transcendence, you could say, exaltation, you could say. So when a one, we're going to start with the one, when the one who's all about justice and judgment and rules and propriety, when the one is moving towards health, when they are moving towards their wholeness as a human being, they take on the characteristics, the positive characteristics of the seven. So they go from justice and rules and rigidity and idealism, and there is a proper way to do things. And they don't reject those virtues. Those are gifts to humanity. But instead of feeding those and becoming more and more rigid and more perfectionistic, they allow themselves the joy of a seven, the appreciation of life. They allow pleasure in, you know, the sensual element of life. They appreciate the breeze on their face. They appreciate a delicious meal. They dance, they move. So enthusiasm, joy, cheerfulness, optimism. You know, ones are idealists, they're also like realists. And we need realism, all good. But sometimes to focus on optimism and to have that joy and playfulness that a seven offers. So when a one is moving towards health, they move in that direction of joy and pleasure and spontaneity, enthusiasm, and optimism. And if you are one, I recommend that you keep those qualities in mind so that you know when you're trying to make a decision, do I take path A or path B? Well, which in this context is the high road? Which helps you be a more integrated person, be in your body and be happy and laugh? Okay? So that is the one's direction of health. So now that we're at seven, let's just go from seven. So seven, they're all about spontaneity and joy and fun and whatever. The seven's direction of health, spiritual and psychological health, is to take on the positive characteristics of the five, the researcher, the thinker. So the sevens are able not to be in constant motion like the butterfly, right? But they're able to focus. They're able to sit still and apply themselves to one thing at a time. So the butterfly celebrates those wonderful gifts they have to give to humanity. But they can harness that, they can focus, they're not afraid to sit still, and they can go deep instead of just going wide. So they can investigate reality. And these are some of the virtues of the five, right? Investigation, wisdom, simplicity. Okay? So the seven doesn't always have to be having a grand old time. They can focus. So if you are a seven, think about that. What's the choice here? The choice to be in constant motion, or what can I focus in on and harness? How can I learn more? Go deeper. Go deeper. So now that we're at the five, the thinker, the theorist, the researcher, the investigator, the five steps out of that citadel of their mind, of thinking, because fives very much, they want to have it all figured out before they come outside of their citadel. And in their direction of health, exaltation, transcendence, they take on the positive characteristics of the eight, the leader, the fighter. They're willing to come out of that citadel and exercise courage. They stick their neck out. They have initiative. They fight for what they believe in. So that the five takes all of that wonderful knowledge and they exercise courage and they step out and they're strong. So if you are a five, when you're at that point where you're like, you know what, I think I need to think more, maybe ask yourself, is that true or is that just my shtick? And is it actually time to exercise courage and to come out and share what I've learned, or what I believe, or fight for a cause? Just think about it. That is the five's direction of health. They go from the inner sanctum of their mind, and they come out, and they're willing to lead and be courageous. So the eight, right? They're fighters, man. They're courageous. They're assertive. And when the eight is moving in the direction of health, they take all of that willingness to butt heads, that combativeness, that courage, that tooth, you know, and they apply it to the positive qualities of the two. So they take all of that raw fire, and they use it to take care of other people, to protect the oppressed, to fight for the oppressed, to take care of the needs of other people. And isn't that beautiful, right? That their aggression in their direction of health is to apply that to taking care of other people and the needs of other people. I don't actually know that much about Mother Teresa as far as like who she was. I just really know the archetype and symbolically what she did with her life. But I used to think she was like the best example of a two. But I actually think she was an eight that went to two, because she obviously was one tough cookie. She didn't have an easy life, you know? So taking the ability to see it through and channeling that into complete service to other people. So if you are an eight, you know, you can think, what do I want to be applying my energies to? My own advancement or taking care of other people and upraising other people and defending other people? So now that we're at two, the two is all about giving and service and love. It's all about love. The two's direction of health is actually to go to four and become much more self-aware. They become more aware of their own motives. They become aware of their own emotional life and their own emotional needs. And they nurture some of those own needs through self-awareness and paying attention. Through, you know, honoring and giving that space rather than, oh no, it's not about me, it's all about serving other people. They were like, oh, I need to spend some time with my heart and soul. And not, you know, without expressing it, expect other people to serve those needs back to me. But really, like, be aware of my own needs. And also to practice creativity. You know, the two can, you know, becomes, when they move towards four, more self-aware, more self-possessed, more nurturing of their own emotional life, more honoring of their own emotional life, emotional needs, their own pain, and also practicing creativity and nurturing that part of their soul. And the four, we've come full circle, so to speak. The four, who's all about feeling and drama and beauty, you know, emotion, beauty, drama, and truthfulness. The four takes that emotional soup that they live in and they transcend that to go to the one. And they're dominated by principle. Rather than doing what I feel right now, which is sleeping in and smoking a cigarette or whatever, I'm going to go to principle and, you know, I'm going to get up and do this thing. I'm going to finish that project. I'm going to be willing to have that conversation with that person because in principle, that's the right thing to do, right? So instead of just like living in that beautiful creative chaos of melancholy and whatever, like I'm going to be principled. I'm going to choose what's right over what's wrong. You know, like they become dominated by principle rather than just living in their emotional life. And then we also have this triad here with the 3, 6, and 9. So the 3 is, remember, the performer, the paragon, the motivator, the role model, give me the spotlight and clap for me. And when the 3 is healthy, they apply their excellence and their discipline and their willingness to, you know, stick their neck out in a certain way. And instead of those qualities serving themselves, they move to the 6 and they use all of their virtues to serve others, to serve the group. And that group could be their family, it could be their corporate culture, it could be their religion, it could be their country, it could be the whole world. It's like, I'm going to use those qualities of excellence and initiative and self-discipline. And rather than it be so that I get awards and attention, I'm going to apply those to serving the good of the group. So a 3 can really focus on, you know, the choice that represents loyalty and fidelity and humility towards their ultimate authority, which hopefully is God, right? When I'm faced with 2 choices, which is more loyal to God? Which is serving the betterment of the whole of humanity, the whole of my community? And the 6, who's can be very self-effacing and all about service and just, you know, playing their part. And the 6 also, as I told you in the psychological version, the 6 has a lot of ambivalence. They have a lot of, like, constant fear, which is part of, like, why they take shelter hiding in the group, the anonymous group. I am in this group. I don't want to stand out. I serve this group. I serve this cause to try to heal their anxiety and their ambivalence. And the 6's direction of health is to go to 9, where they transcend their anxiety and their ambivalence. And they go to the peace, the genuine peace of the 9, where they have faith and patience. And rather than identifying with their group, their clan, their country, their sports team, their band, their branch of the military, their religion, rather than identifying just with their group, they really see the oneness in all things. They know that we are all individual drops in the ocean, and there's no need to be like, well, you know, I'm over here, I'm on the East Coast, you know, like, they see the oneness in all things. So they transcend their anxiety and their ambivalence, and they take on the peace and the contentment, the certitude, well, the serenity and the unity of the 9. And the 9, on the other hand, the 9 transcends their detachment and their sort of laissez-faire, why stand when you can sit and why sit when you can lie down. Their direction of health is to transcend that and actually move to 3. And they're willing to arise and be the best version they can be. And they're willing to stand out a little bit. And they're willing to exercise discipline to be a role model, to even if it's just being a role model of what they believe. They step up to the plate, so to speak, instead of just lying back and taking a nap. So that represents the direction of health for each type. And there is also direction of unhealth, okay? That's probably a whole other conversation. It's basically backwards. So the principled 1 goes to four. They feel very special and like no one understands them. The four goes to two, and they feel like sort of emotionally entitled and like other people owe me. So they take on the negative traits of every type. The two takes on the aggression of the eight, and it becomes like Stephen King's Misery, you know, like very scary stuff. The eight, who's all like combative, they go to five and they become very neurotic. And so like a neurotic tyrant, it's very scary. And again, this is like deep unhealth, right? But at least you'll know your red flags. The five, when they're unhealthy, goes to seven and they become erratic. And the seven actually goes to one and becomes very judgmental of other people. And yeah, so I did that. The three goes to nine. So the three becomes like catatonic. They just let go of the reins and become overly detached. And the nine goes to six and becomes very ambivalent and clannish. And the six actually goes to three and becomes sort of narcissistic and center of attention. So I just quickly went through that because I want to get back to the virtues, because I want to give you something very practical to do, to work on. I hope by this time you have a sense of your own type and even a sense of your own wing, your dominant wing, and what wing you could serve to develop, that other number on the other side of you. And whatever your type is, know your direction of health, okay? Know your virtues, okay? Whether it's justice, love, excellence, truth and beauty, certitude and wisdom, loyalty, fidelity, joy, zeal, enthusiasm, courage, strength, determination, or peace and unity. Know your virtue and know your direction of health so that you can keep tabs on yourself. I do recommend these virtue cards put out by the Virtue Project, and it gives you something really practical to hold on to. So I'm a three. My homework that I'm now giving you, whether you have virtue cards or not, you could make your own, go to their website, figure out how you want to do that. But gather some of the virtues that represent your direction of health. I'm a three. I have the virtues that represent the six. Loyalty, fidelity, humility, modesty, cooperation, humanity. And read these and focus on these. Put these on your fridge or your bathroom mirror or your idea board and really deepen on how to exercise them. So for example, cooperation, it has an exercise on the back. The practice of cooperation. I invite partnership. I trust the power of unity. I offer my help and ideas freely. I have the humility not to do it all myself. Oh my gosh, I want to start crying. I know I don't have to do it alone. I work with enthusiasm for a common goal. So as a three, this is one of the virtues in the package that is my direction of health. And by focusing on these, I'm going to learn so many other virtues and develop them, you know, justice and courage and certitude. But this is going to be my direction of transcendence to help maximize and bring in all of those other virtues. So maybe you're a one and you want to remind yourself about joy and zeal and spontaneity and enjoyment, right? Maybe you're a two and you want to take some time just to be with yourself and practice creativity and honesty. What does that mean to you? Just be with yourself for a while. independence. Right? I think for myself. I am fully myself. I trust my decisions. I enjoy healthy self-care. I do not burden my relationships with unrealistic expectations. I balance intimacy with self-reliance. So if you're two, focus on the positive qualities of the four and the gifts of the four. And, you know, I mentioned this in an earlier session. In the Baha'i Faith, there's a recommendation to bring yourself to account every day. So now that you know these things, you know your virtues, you know your direction of uh-uh, and you know your direction of mm-hmm, you can evaluate your behavior each day based on how you're doing with those qualities. And practice, okay, I forgot. I really need to be focusing on the positive qualities of the one, for example. So how can I be more principled? How can I let justice and principle rule instead of my emotional life? If you're four, for example. So thanks so much for taking this journey with me. I hope this is helpful to you. If you have any questions, feel free to just, you know, drop them in the YouTube chat or contact me on my website. If you'd like to go deeper into the spiritual psychology of this and deeper tools for understanding how you operate and how to liberate those qualities, please book a session with me. I'd love to work with you. And yeah, subscribe, like, all that groovy stuff. And I wish you the best for playing your part in making this whole world a better place. Hey, podcast listener, I hope you enjoyed that. I will be releasing this series throughout the week. Plus, if you would like some visuals to help you understand, you might want to check out this series on YouTube. My page is Jacqueline-Claire, or linked in the show notes to watch the video version of this series. If you want to do one-on-one coaching on Enneagram or sort of spiritual growth in general, I do offer that on my website. Sometimes just talking to someone who gets it and can help you see the parts that you're missing and connect the dots can do so much for liberating our emotional energy and our goals. So definitely consider that. There are links below in the show notes for that, as well as my art and creativity coaching and my soul nourishing spiritual realism fine art. If you would like some mystical pieces to bring into your home or to give as gifts in the form of prints. Lastly, in the show notes, you will find a link to my Patreon community if you would like to support my work and be a part of everything that I make. Thanks so much for listening.